Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, thank God it's finally Monday. These weekends, they just keep coming. Ugh. Hi, Vin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What are you doing?
Do you guys hear static?
Mm-mm.
Do you hear echo?
No? I don't.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
All right. It's weird. I feel like it sounds like I'm in the bathroom.
Oh.
In my headphones.
That's weird.
Well, you sound great.
Yeah, you sound perfect.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna guess somebody was actually touched something.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they did. I'm sure it's just coming through your headphones. But you are just sounding suave and debonair.
That's good.
As usual, of course.
That's good.
Over the weekend, I always forget how suave and debonair you are.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's
I'm reminded every Monday. I'm like, whoa, that guy. Holy, oh my God. You heard it here
first. Ask any lady who's been with me, they'll tell you. Suave,
suave and debonair.
Debonair,
those are the words? Yeah. What? You know. Put Christine on. Let's ask her.
Nah, that's not. No, she's busy.
Is she?
Yeah. Actually, she is. She's sleeping.
Yeah. I suppose that is busy. You know?
Yes.
I am occupied.
Well, she's had, you know, I'm losing track even over the weekend now of which things happened.
Mm-hmm.
When.
Yeah.
I know one of the things that happened on Friday was, I guess for some reason it was a half day for school.
Oh, as opposed to the 8 days that you've been doing.
Yeah,
so you had full half day.
It wasn't even so much that it was for my kid. So when I got off, I went for a surf. So I hit the beach. It was nice. We were still dealing with the heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
And it was packed in a super spreader way. Like I went
fantastic.
What in the heck?
Did you get out of there?
I did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was.
You don't need to bring that home.
I think this heat wave we've been, I shouldn't even say it that way. October is always the best month of the year.
Just
weather-wise.
Great. I agree.
And so, yeah, the beach was really, really packed. So, and I went on Sunday very early and also was like, okay, I got to go. By 7:30 in the morning, it was already like, all right, time to leave.
Oh, boy.
That's early, too.
And, yeah, sure.
I mean, the sun only rose at, I don't know, 6:45.
Oh. It's getting later and later.
Time's about to change in 2 weeks.
It's really 2 weeks?
Daylight savings ends on November 1st.
But that's a good one, right? Fallback? Yeah, it's not the
Well, it's
one.
Good for that one day, but then the rest of the time it's dark for those of you who hate that.
Well,
I like it.
It's dark early. Yeah, you know, it is helpful when you're trying to get to sleep,
mm-hmm.
you know. This weekend, though, it was just lovely. Like, I get it. It was hot and everything, but, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night and you're sitting outside on the back porch getting hammered. What?
Oh, you got ripped this weekend?
Both nights.
Good for you.
I made up for all my, well, I mean, I wouldn't say I got complete, I wouldn't get, I didn't, you know, I didn't wake up in a gutter or anything, you know, with like one pant leg on. Like
Has
that,
that happened
wasn't,
to you?
What? No.
Okay.
Has it happened to you? Well, you did wake up in that closet that one time.
Yes, I mean, that's a bad question to ask me. Have I woken up in a gutter? No, but have I woken up and gone, where did my life go? Yes, I've done that.
And my pants, where are those?
How about a bush? How about a bush?
Yeah, I have woken up in a bush.
He was awake when he fell in, though. It wasn't that he woke up. It's just, you know, look, stuff happens.
But yeah, that's another, the list is long, so let's not talk about my drinking. So what happened with you?
My drinking appears to be over, at least for the week, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, on you know, it was gorgeous this weekend, as far as if you didn't have to work in the sun. You know, I actually appreciate these, this, whatever it's, is it PC to say Indian summer? Probably not, but that's, you know, I always think
I'm
of that
sure
as
that's
this
going
extends,
away, Sarah.
Right. A regular old summer where it just keeps on going into October. Mm-hmm. It was just, I just had such a nice weekend and I got all my gardening done really early. John and I just went crazy Saturday morning and got it all done before it was 100 degrees. And then I sort of lounged around all day going, you know what we should do? We should go to the store and get some lemons and we'll have some lemon drops. John goes, oh God, lemon drops are so dangerous. And I go, yeah, they are.
So dangerous, for what? You guys have nowhere,
I know, it's not like I'm driving.
Crawl to your room and go to sleep.
So my friend Marianne and I made a plan. We were going to sew some masks and, she came, so she and Pat.
So you've opened your bubble for the.
Oh, they're kind of in our bubble. Like they don't see a lot of people, and we don't. You know, whatever.
All right.
And and he gets tested constantly because of his. Because I don't know if I'm allowed to say who he works for. He actually, you might know.
Why wouldn't you be able to say?
I don't know because both of them are sort of high profile.
Is it top secret?
I don't know.
Is it a government job?
No, it's not. Well, one of them is.
Oh.
I'm not. Anyway, he's a videographer.
All right, anyway, he
gets tested all the time. So he just got a negative test back the other day going, you know, he says that every week. And I choose to believe him because I want to party. And so they come over. She comes over earlier on.
Because
I want to have fun, you know.
I don't have anything. Good enough for me. Let's do it.
Great. Let's do this.
Jesus.
This is happening. Thanks for making it cool.
Right.
So we were going to sew some masks, and she came over at about 5:30 or so. And I was like, John, she's on her way. Get the shaker going. So he
for
pours
the lemon
it up,
drops.
For the lemon drops. So, mm-hmm. You know, when she walks in, we hand her a lemon drop, and I have a lemon drop, And then we're walking out, and we walk out the back, and we're going to walk over, and we're going to sew. And then I was like, oh, my God, look how comfy those seats look right there.
I don't know why you'd start sewing at 5:30 at night when, you know, the drinks are flowing.
Well, I mean, we had the best of intentions. Uh-huh. But we wound up not making it past the porch.
Yeah,
which was fine.
Assume you just want to chat and eat, right?
Well, we didn't get to eat until Pat had a sunset shoot. He's a video guy, and so he was up in Napa until late. So they didn't get back. We ate at 7:30, and we lived. We survived until dinner time. It was fine.
But Pat showed up hours behind the beginning.
He
of the party.
Was behind us, so we quickly plied him with a couple of lemon drops and to make sure everything was on the up and up.
Partying.
Yeah, partying, woo. No, it was a good weekend. This week, my son is traveling for work, so he gets to quarantine for the next couple. He's coming back Thursday. He has to go to Colorado, so he has to actually fly.
This is Berkeley?
Berkeley.
Berkeley's going to Colorado, and he's going to go to the airport, and he's going to fly.
He is going to go to the airport.
This is the guy who's been in your house, the bell ringer, the whole time.
He's the best person to travel because he called. He goes, can I get a rapid test when I get back? Like, go right to urgent care and get a rapid test on Thursday. And she goes, yeah, you can. It won't matter. It doesn't. You got to give it a week. Because she's like, you'll get a false negative and then you'll go spreading it all around. So he has to wait until Tuesday to get a rapid test, or Tuesday of next week to get a rapid test.
And so when he gets back, what will he do?
He will stay in his room, which he does a lot anyway. He's very, like, he'll put a mask on and come out. If he,
so he'll quarantine in your house, but he'll
quarantine in my house.
He'll stay in his room basically for a week.
Yeah, he's pretty serious about it. So we'll see how that goes. You know, if it's the thing about kids is they can be asymptomatic. So, but John is pretty paranoid about it, and Riley's really paranoid about it. So we'll see. But he's got to go, apparently.
Huh. So if he wasn't paranoid, you guys would be like, you don't need to.
No, I'm sure we'd have the conversation. I'm not as paranoid as them, but my thing is that I am here all the time. Like, I'm the only one not going anywhere, really. It all comes to me. Bring it to me. Bring me my virus immediately.
Yeah, it feels weird to, I don't know, it just feels weird. I know that I've been out, like I said, I've been out. The beach was so crowded. Mm. And everyone's playing and it's a nice day and it would normally be no thing. But as people get close, I get stinky about it. Like, damn it, man.
Get away.
Do me a favor.
Right. Do these people have masks on?
6 feet's not. No, it's not even so much. Pardon me. It's not even so much. It's like the parking lot where people walk right by you. But you don't need to walk right past me.
I know.
Just
can you pick another car
bit
to
of
cut
a berth
between?
Here.
Right.
It's not hard.
Right.
I don't get it. Well, you know, but I guess I do get it though. People do not care.
Well, and it's that it goes out of their mind.
About, you know, the empathy necessary for someone to give two craps about wearing a mask or doing the things necessary to keep everyone around you safe. And it's true. It's you I don't think people can stay in an empathetic state.
Caution
they just
fatigue.
Find themselves on their goal. My goal is to get there. The fastest point is A to B, and there are no turns in this line. Great. Got it.
Right. Well, so. I mean, that's why it comes down to, you know, whatever your personal comfort level is. If you're super paranoid about it, don't leave the house, honestly.
I know. That's what it comes down to.
It does, and it's sad but true. My mom sent an email this weekend, you know, just they've had it, so they don't care. They just don't care. They're out, and it's not like everyone in the family had it, and they're just like, oh, everything's 100% open, we're packed in. I'm like, good for you, great.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Well,
I hope you don't
stuff,
kill anyone.
There's no doubt that a lot of stuff, more stuff's open than we realized as I looked around on our vacation, but for sure it's California's doing okay. Not great. Obviously, it's still out there.
There's still
cases, California's hospitalizations are better. And, you know, while other states are spiking hard, we're not in the same way. So the news is good. Most people are doing right by their neighbors.
Right.
I guess.
And that's what it comes down
to.
The mask is not for you so much. It's for the people.
It's for everyone. Because I'm wearing a mask for me, too.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to breathe your sputum.
Well, that might make it through.
I don't think so.
It catches yours, though, too. If everyone has a mask on, the chances go down. But, you can't tell. I'm not the mask police, and I'm not the COVID police, and even though I totally want to be. I really wish I could just walk around and yell at people.
I don't want to be. Yeah. I don't want
to
be
I want
in
to.
Others'
oh,
business at all. I want to only be in my own.
I love to be the boss of stuff.
I'm a full-time project.
What about you, Nikki and Brinny? What did you? How'd you beat the heat?
Air conditioning.
Oh, fantastic! So yours actually works, huh?
Yeah,
that's great.
So you stayed in the house all weekend?
Yeah. And then I mean, I didn't really do much. I feel tired though.
Are you itchy to go out and do things? Are you hoping to get back to dating, or is all this comfortable for you?
I feel like I'm a little too comfortable with it, so that scares me.
Oh.
Like, I'm so used to, I feel like I've gotten so used to just staying at home and using, it's COVID. And now I'm like, when
it is a great excuse to get out of everything.
And now that when things do open up, I'm going to be nervous. I can't use that excuse anymore.
I was watching SNL, and they were doing Justin Bieber was the musical host.
I saw some of that, because apparently it airs early now, too.
Oh, I did. I just watched it the next day. But anyway, there was an ad that ran during the show for his 2021 concert. And I went, oh, my God, that might happen again. Concerts.
I'm waiting for that.
Won't that be amazing?
I hope
so.
Are you going
to go to that? You love
it? Well, no, not just in Bieber, just any concert, really.
Yeah. Any concert would be great. Mm-hmm. What'd you do, Brittany?
I hung out with my brother here.
Oh.
My master's in town. My original master.
Oh, your Kuksul Wong master.
Exactly. He's from Texas. So,
did you break a good sweat, get a good workout in?
No, I just hung out with them.
Oh,
and
you
said
just...
hi. And,
and then ran.
Yeah, and then ran, exactly. Because I'm not in the shape to be doing that kind of stuff. But when you asked the question, I was so tempted to say, what heat?
Oh, you're so
But that was just a joke. I mean, look, it was hot out here, too. It's just,
really? Would you hit 80?
I'm just running with the joke that you guys created, all right?
We didn't create that. You did.
Yeah,
I did not.
Telling us all the time how great it is there.
It was perfect here.
What? Yeah. Heat? What heat?
What heat? What are you talking about? Is it going to get cold now? Are we going to get winter soon?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I looked at the long-term forecast. We've got a couple more hot-ish days, and then it will cool off. And I think a week from yesterday, is that right? Yeah. Next Sunday, this coming Sunday, I've got the 60s as a high.
Oh, fantastic. And then rain? Any rain in
the
forecast?
I didn't say anything about rain, and I don't know about rain, but it did say that we're going to be cooling to the point where the high a week from yesterday, will be 60 something, which is considerably cooler.
It is. It's
than the 85 through 105 we've been seeing.
It has been. It's been very hot.
And I don't know who to talk to about these apps and how to explain to them. Their apps are full of it.
Every app says something a little different, and they're always wrong.
Every or 10 degrees hotter than they say every time.
Every single day. It's crazy. One of the things I was looking at, it goes, the high today is going to be 86. And then right on the same screen, it says it's currently 96.
Right.
I'm like, but you guys. I don't know. Maybe they're just like whatever. Climate change deniers or something at all these websites.
So one of the cool things that happened yesterday was the Niners got a win.
They did. That was a good game.
Actually, you want to hear something neat?
Yes.
Talking about, COVID and the way things need to be done. Apparently, I'm getting this story secondhand. It sounds like my wife's good friend, Michelle, said, hey, listen, we got a pass. If you guys want to come, we're going to watch Surf's Up in the parking lot on the beach boardwalk Sunday night.
Oh, fun.
If you haven't seen Surf's Up, it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's actually really well done. And
yeah.
I really like it, actually.
One of the good ones.
Well, it is. It's fun. So anyway, that's one that me and Isla have watched a million times. And the youngest hasn't really gotten to that one. She's just on Toy Story 2. She carries Woody everywhere she goes.
Aww.
And she's on that we've seen. That's on repeat.
Does she have Jessie the cowgirl, too? Is that?
She does not.
Oh, you gotta get
I'm sure it's just because we haven't gotten it for her, but she loves it and says she loves it. I love this.
Oh.
In her, whatever that English she's speaking is. I hesitate to say broken English because I think that's something else, but it's just not, it's
baby English.
It's baby English.
Baby English, right. Right, so.
I had a bunch of those too where I was like, what? Can you say that again? Say that again? I feel so bad.
You really start to feel bad when you know they're trying to tell you something, and then you even start going, take me there. Show me.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're...
Point to it.
That's my house every day right now, is trying to understand the youngest kid. Anyway, the deal was, it was a drive-in. So
did you guys all go?
No. This was last night.
I wasn't going anywhere. You sent the fam, I see.
They went. But she, she's a great mom. So she did the whole loaded up the van without them seeing her, never told them that she had planned. And then as it got closer to evening, I went and gave them baths and got them all dialed and ready to go.
So they went in their PJs.
They did.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. I used to love going to the drive-in.
So it was a full-on back the van in. The seats were in the back side so they could sit there and watch the the show, and
oh,
I got a little, you know, the selfie, look, we're, and I even wrote her and was like, is it sketchy at all? And she said, nope, not sketchy. Everybody's being cool. Everyone's safe. And, you know, we don't have a lot of derelicts coming up to the car, so that's always good.
Yeah, derelicts are a problem, you know.
Well, they are. You're
with
right.
With the COVID, yeah.
Yep. Well, and also just the whole, just give the me whole, stuff.
Right.
Give me your stuff. What?
But I'm here with my children watching a movie. Move along,
right,
fellow.
So, yeah, I guess it was really cool. I haven't really heard the review. Oh, boy. Wrap
I know,
it up,
it's so
Brin
fast.
Says.
It's crazy.
I thought it was like 5:55, but no, 6:07. More on that and more. You heard it here first. Please let there be more on Maria Athens today, please, God.
I don't have any. I can look. I'll take a look.
Take a look. KLLC, okay. KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.